Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. Southeast Minnesota officials say drivers had a tough commute this morning due to snow, sleet, and freezing rain on the roads. There were several crashes and spinouts. The McLeod County Sheriff's Office says icing conditions and several vehicles in a ditch led to the closing of Highway 212 between Glencoe and Olivia. Several roads across south central Minnesota are also snow and ice covered. A drier and mild week is in the weather forecast as the holiday travel rush begins, with highs in the 30s today through Wednesday and near 40 on Christmas Day and Thursday. A major milestone for recreational cannabis in 2025.
We are super excited and we're finally now able to sell adult use products, so it's an exciting moment for us.
Legacy Cannabis in Duluth was the first state licensed dispensary to open.
Minnesota said they were committed to a craft cannabis market, and here we are.
There is a supply shortage and the growers say they pushed for early cultivation licenses.
So that right now you could have all of the stores that are just now opening supplied.
A partnership with the tribal nations aims to address the supply issue.
Tribal compacts are really the opportunity for more products to become available into the system.
And the medical dispensaries made cannabis available to everyone.
They go from just selling to medical patients to having their doors open to adult use customers as well.
And the city of Anoka.
We'll be the first newly constructed municipal retail cannabis dispensary in the state of Minnesota and possibly in the United States.
And that is part of our year that was.
There are not enough fosters in the state for all the cats and dogs that need help. Azura Davis of Rough Start Rescue in Princeton says Minnesotans are surrendering their pets in high numbers because they, quote, can't afford them and they don't have the resources for the vet care or for the food, so Minnesota is seeing a crisis. Davis says they're looking for all kinds of fosters, even temporary fosters, for a week at a time. The Minnesota Hockey Hall of Fame is excited that Inver Grove Heights will be the location of its brand new facility. Hall CEO Natalie Darwitz.
At the end of the day, we wanted this project to have space and have the area to build a hockey hotbed, a community hub, if you will. And Inver Grove Heights checked all those boxes that were able to do those things.
The hall expects to break ground in the project next year and open in late 2028. Minnesota native Lindsey Vonn takes third place at the Ski World Cup in France Sunday. The 41-year-old came out of retirement to compete in one season and the upcoming Winter Olympics. It's her first World Cup win in almost 8 years, and she became the oldest skier in Alpine history to win a cup event. The Minnesota Vikings edged the New York Giants 16-13 at the MetLife Stadium Sunday for their third straight win. J.J. McCarthy threw for 108 yards and an interception and ran for a touchdown before leaving with a hand injury just before halftime. This is MNN.